Everyone, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. I welcome everyone to this Agora meditation. At the outset, I wish to introduce what we are going to do for the hour which we have together. I want to help all of us to fill the space in our heart with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a space in the heart which fills every day with impressions that we gather through the senses and which our mind puts in there. It's the most precious space which we have, more precious than maybe that little box where we keep our silver or our extra currency or our passport. More important than our bank account, it's an eternal space in the heart that waits to be filled with the, let me say, what belongs into that space, that is the Lord. Devotion, gratitude, compassion for others. Unfortunately, during the course of our days, that space in the heart gets filled up often with anxieties, with worries, with a, let us say, bad feelings about the uncertainties which are there in our lives. Or this space gets filled with hectic ambitions that drive us through the days. By filling that space, or learning to fill that space, more and more and more frequently with Krishna, or Lord Chaitanya, we will have already something good in the space, so that the other things which will come into our lives will not go so deep. They will not stay so long with us. And they will certainly evoke a better and more mature response to them. Then we often respond to. So Gaura meditation for those of us who are regular in this program is a space where we can feel at ease, a space where we can open our heart by just listening, singing and meditating about that most wonderful incarnation, that most merciful avatar, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's an ancient verse which says, when that Lord comes in the heart, he will make a sound that will drive away all the problematic things which are there in the heart just by his sound. He's called Gaura Singha, the golden lion. When a lion is there and makes his lion sound, all elephants, monkeys, and other minor animals have to flee. Good. This is our project, and I invite you to participate full-heartedly, to maybe put other things for a moment aside, and just open your hearts and simply absorb the nectar. Last Gaura meditations, we heard how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left Jagannath Puri and went to a South Indian tour, where he visited various holy places, and on the way many villages where the people came in contact with his electric bhakti. It was infectious. In fact, we heard how he had moved on the road and how he had sung his song, which you please sing along with me after a while. And we had heard that those who came in contact with him were magically attracted to him. They followed him because he was so attractive, both in his, you know, he was an avatar, he was God. Then he turned around and called, addressed the people who followed him. Hari, Hari, he said, day and night, chant this, because the Lord is your father and your mother, and he is your eternally with you. While you will lose everything in the world of death, the Lord will never leave you. And this was his song, which he would sing. Krishna, 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 Krishna. He sang it like a volcano in action. The deep emotions which he felt for Krishna came out of him like the lava which boils over the craters of the volcano. And he continued. Krishna, 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 Raksha, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Not many words, not a complicated melody, but the mood of his heart was there. When you chant, this is somewhat of a secret formula. Not so many words, not so many thoughts. A simple urgency, almost like the urgency of the person in the forest who's attacked by someone or something who will scream out, "Help!" Or the person who wakes up in the middle of the night in her apartment, fire is around, and she will call this one word, "Fire!" Those who come by and hear this simple one word, "Help! Fire!" are moved immediately to action. They immediately understand. Will God not understand? When we similarly put a little urgency, a little bhava, a little understanding the need for him in our chanting, he will certainly come. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked on the path, he looked like an intoxicated elephant. I do not know if you have ever seen an intoxicated elephant, but they look like an irresistible force. Nothing and no one can stop them and come in their way. The elephant will just plunge through all obstacles. But at the same time, he made very graceful gestures. His body moved with a mesmerizing elegance. He chanted loudly, it is said, very loudly. One could hear him everywhere, and very intensely, while his hair, bodily hairs, were standing up. I can only imagine some hairs here, because his head was shaved. And he was sometimes crying. His biographers have told us what the reaction of the people were who stood on the side of the road. They asked themselves and discussed this question. Is he a golden elephant who has broken loose from the stables? Or is he maybe a mass of light that shines without ever becoming weaker? Or is he the most beautiful being of all times? And as they were looking with this emotion of vismita, it means wonderment, excitement, they couldn't solve the puzzle. Who is he? I don't know if we can just pause for a moment and imagine ourselves in the role of someone who sees something he has never seen before. What is usually the reaction is that the mind is puzzled. It cannot put this into any category, this beauty or this wildness. Or this type of music, or anything which is surprising and was never seen before, anything for which there was never a precedence. The mind gets blank, and this is what happened to the people. It is said they simply stared at the Lord, and while they were staring at the Lord, they could not move. They watched for a long time until this singing, dancing, lightning miracle of Bhava had disappeared on the horizon. They just stood there as if the consciousness had left them. Lord Chaitanya, it is described, came at one stage into a forest. The trees in this forest were embraced by creepers who grew on the forest and who were shaking in the wind, and Lord Chaitanya started to cry. Then Lord Chaitanya saw these deers. They are Krishnasara deers who looked at him with great opened eyes full of faith. And Lord Chaitanya started to sweat in bliss. Then he saw in this forest dancing peacocks, chirping birds. In the distance, he heard the river Godavari. And he called out, "Will I meet the son of Bhavananda?" It is not easy to read Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind, and I will certainly not try to or claim that this that I have the key to the Lord's mind. No, but we have fortunately acharyas who explained this. When Lord Chaitanya saw the creepers in embracing the trees, he remembered Radha embracing Krishna. When he saw the deers passing by with wide open eyes, full of faith, and he was in bliss, he remembered the gopis who had left everything because they had faith that by taking shelter in Krishna, that was the ideal shelter. And when he saw the dancing peacocks, chirping birds, and heard in the distance the river Godavari, I think by now you can all get an idea, he was reminded of the forest of Vrindavan and the river Jamuna, in which he had performed so many pastimes with the gopis and with Srimati Radharani. Maybe he remembered how he had taken his bath as Krishna downstream and how he saw the flowers which were carried down by the Yamuna, which had decorated the hair of the gopis. How he saw those flowers coming towards him and saw this as an auspicious indication that in fact, just like he was now coming in contact with the flowers, he would soon be able to meet the beautiful gopis and Srimati Radharani. But why did he say, "Will I meet the son of Bhavananda?" Who was the son of Bhavananda he had in mind? That son of Bhavananda lived at the banks of the Godavari and was waiting for meeting the Lord of his heart. In a previous existence, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was as Krishna in Vrindavan, he was the Gopi Vishakha. But now in Chaitanya Leela, he had come again in a different form though, as Ramananda Rai. It is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to South India with this one reason, to find Vishakha of old who had reappeared as Ramananda Roy. Because in her or his, now his association, he would learn what it meant to really be in the ecstatic mood of Srimati Radharani. He needed Vishakha for this, who was with Radha in the pastimes in Vrindavan, who had observed Radha, who had advised Radha in various situations. And in this way, that's the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was no one else than Krishna, who wanted to understand Radha, was now looking forward to finally meet an old acquaintance, Srimati Vishakha Devi, who could help in many ways him in his pastime. So once Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said, "The devotees are like my prana, only that they are my external prana." What is prana? Prana is the life force that keeps the life inside of us as long as it is our time. Without prana, there is no life. And when prana leaves, the body shrinks and disintegrates into the earth again. So the Lord says, the devotees are my prana. It's not visible. Just like you can't see the prana inside of me, and as I cannot see the prana inside those who sit in this room, we cannot often see how important the devotees are for Krishna and for Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya had said, the prana, the devotees are my prana. Only they are my prana outside of my body. So he was very, very eager now to meet Vishakha or Ramananda Roy, greatest of all devotees. And he wanted to meet his life force. Mm-hmm. They met. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda had discussions in the evening when there was no one there to disturb them. And it is described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswamis. In their discussions, they were like miners who went into the mine in order to extract jewels and precious metal from the mine, each more precious than the other. I think this is a very important and good instruction for us. When we meet with devotees, after the hello and the you have become more old, and how are your children doing, after these initial talks, devotees are not afraid to address the life issues, the real things that matter. How is your spiritual life going? Do you face any obstacles? Can I maybe help? Is there anything you wish to discuss at this moment in your life? They should be like miners, like German Bergleute, who want to extract jewels and want to get something. They want to go deep. And this way they discussed. Ramananda Roy knew something which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was most interested in. In fact, he only thought of this one jewel which he wanted to touch. It was rasa. Rasa, you know, is a transcendental taste that is developing in the relationship between soul and God, and God and the soul. No? It is some very great ecstasy, a great taste. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to extract rasa, the secrets of the Madhurya rasa, to be very specific, from Vishakha. He smilingly asks question, and he guided Ramananda Rai to go deeper and deeper and deeper in his answer, until finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu covered Ramananda Roy's mouth. Don't speak anymore. These things should not be expressed. It was the secrets of the love between Radha and Krishna. Towards the end of their discussion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked a few questions. And I want to, and these questions are very, very helpful for our spiritual understandings. Those who are scholars have often said these questions are a small, I only know the German word, catechism. I believe it must be something similar in English. A summary, a very brief summary of the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness. I will not be able to go with you through all these fine details, but I've noted a few points which are of interest. Of all types of knowledge, the Lord inquired, which one is the most important? What would you say? I think today our little Charanagati party would say, well, of all types of knowledge, most important is how to handle our computer problems to make this a live stream. But that is temporary. What is the very important type of knowledge? Well, Ramananda replied, no knowledge, no education is more important than to know how to do transcendental devotional service of Krishna. Tell me, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the most glorious activity? I think this is a good question. You know, we always ask ourselves also, what makes most sense in this life for me? How can I contribute best, maybe, to the society? Or what is most glorious so that my life gets meaning? And listen what Ramananda Rai replied. That person becomes really famous and glorious who is a devotee of Lord Krishna. That's most important in this world. See, immediately Ramananda Roy brings the attention from things which we can achieve here in the hamster wheel of material existence. He brings the attention to something much more lasting, much more substantial, much more fulfilling. And therefore, his questions, he answers like this. And then he says, Mahaprabhu says, of the many capitalists, Prabhupada says, capitalists or rich men, who possesses the greatest amount of riches, and what is the topmost wealth, really? Ramananda replied, it's love. That's the real wealth. Love in the heart for Radha and Krishna. Someone who is much of this wealth is the greatest capitalist. Okay, then tell me, what type of distress do you consider to be most distressful? Listen to his answer. Ramananda Rai replied, apart from separation from the devotee of Krishna, I know of no unbearable unhappiness. When you are separated from devotees, when your minds no longer meet, yours and the devotees, and there is an inner separation taking place, that's distressful. Then you cannot battle also the various types of unhappinesses which come in this life. But when you are with devotees in an ecstatic exchange about the riches and the wealth of Krishna consciousness, oh, then it is a great happiness. And the discussion goes on. Tell me, what should we think about as living entities constantly? Ramananda Roy replied, there's one object of thinking. Think always about the Lord's holy name, his qualities, and his pastimes. And the discussion goes on and on and on and on. And tell me, what should I worship while I'm here in this world? Ramananda Rai replies, and I think many of you will like this reply and ornament their ears with it. He says, of all the things you should worship, the holy name of Radha and Krishna. The Hare Krishna mantra, Prabhupada says, is the most worshipable object. Ramananda says, yeah, I know, my answers are not immediately accepted by all the living entities in the world, but they, then he gets intense. They try to get juice out of something which tastes bitter, material enjoyment. They do not like the, what is it, the buds of the mango fragrance, which is full of juice. He said like this. So they discussed. And when they came to the end, something very noteworthy happened. Something happened which has not happened again, ever, in Chaitanya Leela. The reason why this happened is a very special one, which we have already heard a little bit about. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna on a search. He searches. He tries to understand what is the love of Radha. And he has come to learn it from an associate of Srimati Radharani, that is a person who was with Radha when Radha had her loving pastime with Krishna in Vrindavan. He had come to one of the prime gopis, Vishakha. So he decided to do something. He revealed the secret of his incarnation to Ramananda Roy. First Ramananda Roy looked at him, and then he saw all of a sudden that before him stood a most enchanting cowherd boy with a glossy black body, wide opened eyes, and a smile from very red lips, who playfully held a flute in his hand and looked at him. Ramananda Roy began to remember. He remembered the person. But then, moments later, something totally unexpected happened. Before that person came the most beautiful golden personality and wrapped him, you know, covered him entirely. Ramananda Roy saw the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna and fainted. Why fainting? Already a little drop of love makes us very interested. We have here a cat, which we call Sweetie, because she is so sweet. And when one comes out of the car, Sweetie cannot come in the castle because there is a temple room. And Sweetie also is happy outside and is sometimes a meat eater also. So different realms of living are appropriate. But she loves the devotees. When they come with a car, she stands there and greets them, although she is only a cat. And sometimes she wants the devotees to go with her, so she does not go for loving pastimes, what is it called, rubbing her shoulder on the leg. She goes her path to her little place where she lives, her little sweetie palace, and she wants that devotees follow her. She always looks if they come and understand, or if they're foolish human beings, and then brings them to her little place, because she wants them to put from the upper place, from the upper where she cannot go, you know, to open the food and give her the sweetie cook, sweetie cookies or whatever she gets. And the devotees come to me and say, sweetie loves me. They are charmed by the love of a cat, because wherever we see a little innocent love, we are immediately, or non-calculated love, we are immediately charmed. We are immediately taken over. Now increase that, and increase that more and more and more, and come to the love between Radha and Krishna. It is overwhelmingly sweet. And anyone who is seeing this, or participating in some ways in the loving pastimes, is totally overwhelmed. He has no memory. Even if a little drop, it's so important to understand, a little drop of that love can totally sweep away everything of this world. That is a statement of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So Ramananda sees this before his eyes and faints. And when he comes up, he says, What did I see? First I saw you as a sannyasi. Then I see you as a black Syamasunda Krishna. And then I see Radharani coming and covering you. Oh, said Mahaprabhu, you are a great devotee. You are a devotee, see all this. Because of their love, they see the world differently. Don't think so much about it. But Ramananda Roy's insistent, who are you? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him. Actually, he says, my body does not have the fair complexion which you see. It only appears like this. Actually, I'm black. But because I'm touched by the body of Srimati Radharani, I am now covered. However, you must know, Radha does not touch anyone except for the son of Nanda Maharaj. It's very poetic language. He says, I'm actually a very fair complexioned because I'm the son of Nanda Maharaj, who's touched by Radha. That's why it is like this. This effulgence. So this is the greatest secret. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not reveal this. He forbade even his devotees to talk about it. When he was in Navadvip, he danced as Gauranga with his devotees through the night. So there was famously one Brahmana who wanted to see that dance, but the doorkeeper sent him away. The next day, this Brahmana saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, whom he wanted to spy after and find out what he was doing and who he was. He saw him at the bank of the universe, and he was full of anger. His face was twisted and his eyes were red. Wow, he was really in a rage. Then he broke his Brahman thread, his Upavitra, and he cursed the Lord and said, I came to see you once while you were dancing, but I was prevented from entering by the guard. I became sad. I now curse you. Hum, 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 hum. that your material, don't worry, that's not the right syllables to curse. I curse you that your material life will be destroyed. Means no happiness in marriage life, no happiness in life at all. Hearing this, the Lord was very pleased in his mind. In joy, he thought, the curse of this angry Brahman is a blessing for me. If one hears the story of the Brahmana's curse, says Kavi Kanapur, one will be free from the curses of Brahmanas. Intelligent people should hear the story with faith. The point of this story, why I'm telling you this tonight, is not to help you to become free from curses. That's a side effect only. It's to help you understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow outsiders to look closer into his pastimes because he did not want them to see the miracles he performed so that they would not see and announce him as the Almighty God. He had come as Krishna on a loving expedition. He wanted to act like his best of devotee, the Srimati Radhika, to understand the rasa, the taste, which is there in the loving exchange between Radha and Krishna. Yes, that was the thing. So he said, but for you, no one has ever seen this form, Radha and Krishna. And then this famous verse, actually my body does not have a fair complexion which you now see. It only appears like this because it has been touched by the body of Srimati Radharani. However, no one thinks she does not touch anyone but the son of Nanda. There are two things which we need to do now. One thing which I would like to say is in the midst of this discussion appears one verse where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that a devotee does not see the world like an ordinary person sees the world. He sees everywhere only Krishna. Stavara jangama deke na deke tara mukti. No? And I think before the meditation which we will do now, I would like to just request all of us to go a little bit into this idea of changing the perspective of the world and recognizing the connection which everything has with Krishna and then living in Krishna consciousness. You remember how Lord Chaitanya went through the forest and he saw in the forest trees and thought of Radha and Krishna. He saw deers with the wide eyes and he was remembered of the gopis who had so much faith in him. And he saw other forest sceneries and saw the forest of Vrindavan with the Jamuna River. Srila Prabhupada teaches us this vision on our level, where we can see it. He says, there's nothing in the world with which the Lord is disconnected. There's nothing in the world with which the Lord is disconnected. The only thing we must learn now is to excavate the source of connection and thus be linked with him by offering offenseless service. Excavate, it means you need to dig. Like the example of the miner, the person who goes into the mountain to dig for jewels, he must go deeper into the different layers. He cannot be satisfied with just scratching there, and then he can find newer and newer jewels. So as we go through life, it is important that we stop for a moment and see what is the connection to Krishna here. What could I learn? After all, I had to incarnate here. I had to take a body because my business was not yet finished. There are lessons I have to complete. And then offer service to him. This is the connection. And in a lecture, he was asked once, how do we develop this love for Krishna? How do we become conscious of Krishna? And Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna. When you love somebody, for instance, a small child, don't you see him always? Huh? Don't you see? When you see the child's little sock, immediately you see the child, the shoes. Immediately you see the child. Why? Because you're in love with the child. So that's stage you have to come to gradually, in love with God. Then you will see him always, 24 hours. Sadaiva. Sadaiva means 24 hours you see. And you will always remain in the nirguna stage. That means not affected. So I think this love can develop. Of course, when you're really in love, you see Krishna everywhere. But in order to come into love, you have to learn to see Krishna somewhere. When you're really in love, you see Krishna everywhere. But in order to develop love of Krishna, you have to learn to see Krishna somewhere in your life. And that somewhere will become two somewheres, and then it will increase. Yes, 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 yes. So, my dear listeners, my dear audiences, those who are in this room now, those who are with me, it is time for your meditation. I will request Gaura Krishna to play that initial melody which we sing. Please sit down peacefully. You might like to sit a little erect. Correct your physical posture a little bit. And then breathe a few deep breaths. You can very quickly come to the place of calmness when you link your mind with your breath. That means you take conscious breaths. When you inhale, you know and feel how the breath comes in you. When you exhale, you know and you also feel your eyes open or close them. This will be a text meditation. I meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the name Chaitanya, his fair complexion is as effulgent as pure molten gold. And it drives away all the darkness from the heart. He continuously chants the holy name of Krishna. His bodily hairs stand up in ecstasy, and tears like white pearls are coming from his eyes. Thinking that he just now saw Krishna in the distance, he starts running after him. Then he stands still, lost in thoughts of Krishna. Stand before him, who's more affectionate than millions of mothers. Stand before him and see him looking at you with eyes full of love. As he looks at you, you notice his love is meant for you. Yes, he loves you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Hare.